Time now for Say Radio News.
Good afternoon. It is 12:30, currently snowing with a high of 2 degrees. Your full weather forecast after the special Remembrance Day edition of Say Radio News. This year marks the 100-year anniversary since the end of World War I. Approximately 61,000 Canadians gave their lives fighting during the Great War. In 1915, Flanders Fields was written to commemorate its veterans, but questions surrounding the poem have recently surfaced. Nizanondo takes a deeper look at the controversial part of the poem, Flanders Fields.
In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row.
That's John McCrae's Flanders Fields poem, written during World War I. The poem has been a popular tune for Remembrance Day until now. Veterans Affairs Canada says it will be tweaking the poem because some Canadians see it as a guilt trap. Now, this whole issue started in March, and it's over the line, we owe them everything we have as Canadians. Researchers working with Veterans Affairs say most Canadians see that line as a recruitment to and an overstatement. It's not yet clear what the new poem will sound like, but the researchers say Veterans Affairs will have 3 tweaked versions to work with.
Thanks, Niza. While Canadians are remembering their veterans, Indigenous groups made contributions to Canada's role during the World Wars as well. Here's Ebony Temple with examples of what they looked like.
It is estimated that over 12,000 Indigenous men and women fought during World War I and II and the Korean War. These groups overcame great challenges, from battling with cultural differences to learning new languages just to enlist. Aboriginal Second World War veteran Sid Moore said he's proud of the word volunteer, and they were good Canadians who fought for their country. Seneca College has a First Peoples office at the Newnham campus, but not here at York. It is underway, so next Remembrance Day, that is something to look forward to. Aboriginal Veterans Day is commemorated every year on November 8th.
Thanks, Ebony. Ceremonies are being held around the city to remind Canadians of the sacrifices made during the wars. To commemorate veterans, Seneca College is holding a student-run ceremony as a means of remembrance. Our Asante Brown was there.
This Sunday marks the 100-year anniversary of the end of World War I. Here at Seneca, staff and students are remembering the sacrifice made by our troops a century ago. Sergeant Duncan Lloyd spoke about the importance of honoring our fallen heroes.
As a member of the Canadian Armed Forces, I'm proud to pay tribute to our veterans. It's important for us to remember these brave men and women, especially those who never came home.
Approximately 50 students attended the ceremony. Remembrance Day takes place this Sunday, November 11th, and many Torontonians will pause for 2 minutes of silence at 11:11. It is 2 degrees Celsius and still snowing. Surprise, surprise. Later today, we will be seeing a high of 5 degrees with periods of rain and snow well into the evening. I'm Lauren Toffin for Say Radio News. Thanks for tuning in.
News, sports, weather, campus info, and the best music.
Don't believe me, just watch.
I know when the hotline bling.
Oh, baby, you should go and love yourself.
This is Say Radio, the voice of Seneca College.